Yom Kippur thoughts. God is real. He is great. In fact, he is greater than great. He is very, very great. He is great in, intelligence. He is great in power. He's great in size. He's greater than the universe with its billions of galaxies. He's also great in moral qualities. He's great in holiness. He is great in righteousness. This great, holy, and righteous God will tolerate sinful people and fallen angels for a time while he is working to redeem a chosen remnant of human beings who will become his sons and daughters, who will live with him forever. However, he will not tolerate Satan and the demons and unrepentant people forever. After he finishes redeeming the full number of his chosen ones, there will be a day of judgment, which will be followed by eternal life in the New Jerusalem for the righteous and destruction in hell for the rebellious and unrepentant. Judgment Day is real and it is certain. Hear the words of the Son of God, who only and always spoke the truth. He said these words to his disciples before sending them to the Jewish people to proclaim his message of salvation. Matthew 10, if any household or town refuses to welcome you or listen to your message, shake its dust from your feet as you leave. I tell you the truth, the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah will be better off than such a town on the judgment day. Sin is sin, but not all sins are the same. There are greater sins and there are lesser sins. Stealing a piece of candy is not the same as Hitler's genocide of the Jewish people. I hope you will agree with that. Rejecting the truth about Yeshua is the greatest sin. Why? Because Yeshua is Emmanuel, he is God with us. He is fully God. He's divine, uncreated, eternal. He is the source of life. He is the creator of all things. He is the Son of God. He is the Messiah, the Savior, the future eternal King of the world. He is pure goodness, pure truth, pure love. Therefore, to reject Yeshua is to reject God, life, truth, goodness, love, salvation. That's as evil as it gets. There are greater sins and there are lesser sins. Therefore, there are greater judgments and lesser judgments, greater punishments and lesser punishments. Because of this, on Judgment Day, the Son of God declared that wicked Sodom and Gomorrah, the epitome of wickedness, will be better off than the Jewish people who heard about Yeshua and rejected the truth about him. More on Judgment Day from the one who is the truth, Matthew 11. The Son of God said this to towns in Israel in which he did miracles. What sorrow awaits you, Chorazin and Bethsaida? For if the miracles I did in you had been done in wicked Tyre and Sidon, their people would have repented of their sins long ago, clothing themselves in burlap and throwing ashes on their heads to show their remorse. I tell you, Tyre and Sidon will be better off on judgment day than you. And you, people of Capernaum, will you be honored in heaven? No, you will go down to the place of the dead. For if the miracles I did for you had been done in wicked Sodom, it would still be here today. I tell you, even Sodom will be better off on judgment day than you. The Jewish people of Yeshua's generation who saw his miracles and refused to acknowledge that he is the Messiah that God sent to us will be worse off on judgment day than the people of Tyre, Sidon, and Sodom, who were known for their paganism and their evil practices. Why? To whom much is given, much is required. And judgment is more severe for failure. And the Jewish people of Yeshua's day were given much greater revelation than the people of Tyre, Sidon, and Sodom, and rejected that greater revelation about Yeshua. So their judgment will be more severe. More about judgment day. Matthew 12. King Yeshua, son of the high king of heaven, said this to Jewish religious leaders who refused to believe in him. The people of Nineveh will stand up against this generation on judgment day and condemn it. For someone greater than Jonah is here, but you refuse to repent. The queen of Sheba will also stand up against this generation on judgment day and condemn it. For she came from a distant land to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Now someone greater than Solomon is here, but you refuse to listen. On judgment day, the people of Nineveh, who are known for their godlessness and their cruelty, but who listened to Jonah when he told them to turn from their sins and turn to the God of Israel, will tell the Jewish people of Yeshua's day that they deserve to be punished for rejecting Yeshua, because the people of Nineveh believed Jonah, but the Jewish people of Yeshua's generation didn't believe Yeshua, and they did not turn to him. And Yeshua is far greater than Jonah. On judgment day, the queen of Sheba, who traveled a great distance to hear the wisdom of Solomon, will tell the Jewish people of Yeshua's day that they deserve to be punished, because she listened to the wisdom of Solomon, but they refused to listen to Yeshua, who is far wiser than Solomon. Well, what about us? Does this apply to us in any way? And the answer is, it does. If to whom much is given, much is required, haven't we been given even more truth even more revelation than the generation of Yeshua's day. We have not only the revelation of the Tanakh, the Old Testament, but now we have the complete New Testament revelation. We have all the teachings of Yeshua, all the miracles of Yeshua. We know all about his death and his resurrection from the dead. We have witnessed the growth of Messiah's community over the past 2,000 years and its tremendous impact on the world, just as Yeshua said it would. We have even more truth. So, are we not even more responsible to live according to the truth, more responsible to be faithful and loyal to the three-in-one God? Won't we be judged if we aren't faithful and loyal? Consider Paul's words to the Yeshua believers in Corinth. We must all stand before Messiah to be judged. We will each receive whatever we deserve for the good or the evil we have done. Speaking to believers, speaking to you, speaking to me. It is absolutely certain, absolutely sure that each believer will appear before the Son of God for his judgment, not to determine if we will go to heaven or hell, that's already been determined, but to determine how we used our new life after we became believers. Did we live for ourselves or did we live for God? Did we really love and serve the Lord our God the way we should? Were we careful how we lived? Or were we careless? Will our works be shown to be worthless and burned up? Or will they be shown to be valuable and worthy of a great reward? Makes me want to love and serve the Lord and turn away from sin. Live for God and not live for myself. Makes me want to do everything the Lord has told me to do, to constantly nurture my relationship with the living God by reading his word, praying to him, talking to him throughout the day, telling everyone I can the truth about Yeshua the Messiah, loving and serving the people in Messiah's community. How about you? Judgment Day is real, and it is certain, and if we are wise, we will not deny it, we will not ignore it, we will not think about it. We will believe in it and we will think about it a lot, especially on Yom Kippur, but also throughout the rest of the year. If we do, our priorities and our behaviors will change for the better, and we will fear the Lord and serve him the way we should. Yes? Amen.